Titus 3:4-7. Redemption. In the previous discourse, I tried to speak on the subject of the Redeemer, the Triune God. You remember the state of man as set out by the Apostle here in verse 3. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. And then verse 4, but when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, and so on. And as I say, in the previous discourse, I tried to address this subject. Who is the Redeemer? And it is the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Now, in this discourse, I want to address the subject of redemption itself. What exactly are we talking about here? How does the Apostle describe it? Well, in a sense, you only have to look at verse 3 to see the state of man by nature. And what God does in redemption is reverse all these terrible states, conditions, plights of man. Is man by nature foolish? Atheistical, ignorant of God, deluded? Yes. Is man disobedient, rebellious against God, will not submit to him, will not yield to his gospel, will not bow to his commandment? Yes. Deceived, enslaved. Is this true? Is man in bondage, deluded, deceived, blind, dead, deaf, dumb, and all the rest? Yes, yes, yes. This is the state of man. So what is redemption? Is the reversal of all that. Instead of being foolish, ignorant of God, separated from God, under the wrath and condemnation of God, on the road to damnation, salvation is to be delivered, redeemed, liberated, to be right with God, not far off, to know God, to enjoy God, to walk with God, to enjoy everlasting bliss, not to be damned everlastingly in hell, but to know everlasting joy in life. It must be that. But let us see how the Apostle describes it in verses 4-7. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us. He saved us. He saved us contains all that I've said and more. This is the redemption. This is the deliverance. This is the work that God has done. He has delivered us. He has saved us. He has rescued us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us. You notice the Apostle does not balk at repeating himself. Well, you just said it, Paul. Yeah, I want to say it again. I'll keep saying it. Salvation to God that sits on the throne. We are saved, brothers and sisters. We are redeemed. We are delivered. Saved, saved, saved. We're saved through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. There you are, there's the word again. So that, having been justified. Now what does this mean? It means to be acquitted. It means to be accounted righteous. It means to be made righteous in the sight of God. Not that, brother and sister, we are in ourselves righteous. But God has laid to our account, imputed to us, the righteousness of Christ. His obedience, his blood, his death, his resurrection. All his perfections are laid to our account. And so that we now stand before God as completely righteous in him. This is what the Apostle is meaning here. Justified by God's grace. And we become heirs, having hope, or the hope of eternal life. Now hope here does not mean cross your fingers and hope for it. No, it means confident, certain expectation. You see, life, we have eternal life, it's life, and it's eternal life. What were we for? What were we by nature? Foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved, hating, hated, rebellious, blind, deaf, dumb, ignorant. What are we now? We're saved, we're delivered, we're emancipated, free from death, sin, law, condemnation. On the road to glory and everlasting life and hope. In Jesus Christ we have the way, the truth, and the life. We have the perfections of all Christ is and has done laid to our account. This is what Paul is speaking about. This is redemption. Unbeliever, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. I can't explain this to you. But you are in bondage, death, darkness, ignorance. Come into Christ and in the light and in the liberty that he offers you. His blood will wash away all sin. His righteousness will make you perfect in the sight of God. You are positionally sanctified in Christ once you trust him. You are justified, you are righteous in his sight. But left to yourself, my friend, refusing him, you will perish because you are under the wrath of God and you are yet in your sins. But once you trust Christ, you will be righteous. You'll be positionally sanctified. That seems complicated to explain to you, but it means you'll stand perfect before God. As though you'd never sinned, as though you'd always been righteous. Because Christ is perfect. That will be laid to your account, that perfection. And you will have the hope of eternal life. But if you refuse Christ, if you do not know him, if you remain outside him, if you never come into him, then what is it? It's not the hope of eternal life. It's the confident expectation and dread of eternal damnation and death. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the redemption that Paul speaks of here. Now he's laying all this down for a great purpose, but at the moment he's laying the foundation. The Redeemer is the triune God, and his redemption is everlasting salvation. What two great principles he has put before us in these verses. The Redeemer is the triune God, and the redemption is all this salvation and justification and hope, making us heirs, heirs together with God, heirs together with Christ, inheriting eternal life, eternal joy, eternal bliss. And all this, my brother and sister, is ours now, even as I speak to you. May we go today, living today, in the light and the joy and the happiness and the hope and the confidence of this glorious redemption. We have been made righteous in Christ. We have passed from darkness to light. We have come out of death into life. We've been delivered from bondage into liberty. Once we were blind, but now we can see. Once we were deaf, but now we can hear. Once we were dumb, but now we can speak. Once we were dead, but now we can walk and live. Once we were on the road to damnation, now we are living in and walking towards the hope of eternal life, life with a capital L. And it's ours, and it's all ours, by God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is redemption. This is redemption. Blessed be the name of God. Amen.